if you're okay to go, we're all setting this in then. So, all right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. It's approximately, well, it's actually 5.01 p.m. March 5th. We're meeting for a special meeting to deal with one item in my portfolio. And then we have one admin discussion item that has been added by Commissioner Crispin just a couple minutes ago. So I don't have any opening comments. Madam Chair, do you have any comments?
I do not.
Commissioner Crispin?
I do not, but I will have a closing after BK1.
Okay, I'll go right into it then. Item BK1. I move the Commission adopt the order on eligible telecommunication carrier designation, Consolidated Communication Network, Inc., designated eligible carrier application, case number PU15-18.
Second.
Thank you, Rancher. The little background, in December of last year, Consolidated Communication, Inc. Filed an application for designation as an eligible telecommunication carrier for the purpose of receiving federal funding through the Federal Communications Rural Broadband Experiment Program, or RBE, for providing service to high-cost areas. Consolidated proposes to provide wireline telecommunication, broadband internet access, and internet protocol television services to rural areas of Stark County, North Dakota. In January of this year, the Commission issued notice opportunity for hearing, providing until March 5th for comments and requests for hearing. And basically that's the gist of today, is that anyone requesting an official hearing had till 5 o'clock today. So here we are at 5:01. No one has requested an official hearing. Certainly I reviewed this and find it's important that we move this forward, because there's actually a deadline that a Consolidated would like to get this filed with the FCC today by midnight, so they can, the process can move along. They're an hour earlier than us, so actually it should work out really well. A little more background about this. Consolidated has asked for roughly $3 million to potentially provide service to over 234 different homes in the Stark County area. For those that are in the audience or listening in, we actually have a map in the back that shows several of the areas that are going to be potentially served by Consolidated. And it's really all outside the area of Dickinson. Predominantly, there's some areas south, some areas southeast, northwest, and north. But really what it comes down to is just areas that are high-cost service. There's monies that are available potentially from the FCC in this particular broadband experiment program. Certainly Consolidated has a long history since 2005 of North Dakota. Well, actually longer, but longer for the last certification was 2005. So certainly think everything's in order, and appreciate my colleagues agreeing to this meeting so we can get the information to Consolidated and they can proceed with their application to the FCC.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Well, I would just want to emphasize, you said it, but you said it in the course of quite a bit of information, that there has been a comment period open here for, I can't remember exactly how long, but was it 30 or 45 days?
January 21st till March 5th.
Okay, so quite a long comment period, and there has been no comment on this. So the fact that we are moving along quickly here now that the time period has ended, it's not like we are moving along so quickly that people haven't had a chance to respond or protest or even comment. And so with that being said, knowing that there's been plenty of time for someone to say something and they have not, I just think that it's a good time to point out that this commission, and in this particular case, I would single out especially Pat Fahn and Julie Prescott. Not too many regulatory bodies, I think, anywhere would be, you know, this responsive in order to move things along to where within a couple minutes after the end of the time period, we're ready to move forward and allow the company to meet this deadline. And so I just think this is an example of the kind of regulatory environment. We're not skirting any rules. We're making sure everyone's had their opportunities. But since no one was concerned or objecting, we're able to move forward in a way that I think kind of separates North Dakota's regulatory environment from most of the rest of the nation. And it's part of the reason why North Dakota's moving forward and is successful.
Those are good, really good points, Randy. I just wanted to make one other point about this particular program that the FCC is offering on a pilot. It was available for a wide variety of companies to apply for as well. So it was a pretty open application process, and others in this area could have competed for the same program in addition, and I'm not aware of any others that have, but it was available to others to apply and compete for.
Is there any other discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion is approved.
Commissioner Fedorchak, before I forget, do you authorize someone from staff to sign the order so we can process it along today?
I sure do. Darrell can sign for me.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And I believe that concludes the items in my portfolio. So unless I'm missing something, we just have one admin discussion item. I don't have any other comments. Commissioner Fedorchak, anything else?
I do not.
Maybe I'll turn it over to Commissioner Crispin. It's your item for discussion on admin.
Okay, I guess we're not going to take a break between the regular meeting and admin since we're only 6 minutes into this. But we have a rules package that's set to go before the Administrative Rules Committee tomorrow on grain licensing bonds. And we have a little typo on the headings. If you recall, the new bonding changes, there were a number of changes, but the one that we're specifically needing to address here has to do with the fact that we're going to have a higher bond requirement for licensees in their first few years of business. And there's two columns, one with the higher bonds, and it says, the way it was written up, it says less than or equal to 6 years, and then the next column is greater than or equal to 7 years, which means in between there's a year where people wouldn't really be clear what their bond is supposed to be. The text later on makes clear that it's less than 7 years or greater than or equal to 7 years. And so I think what we're looking for is just a commission consensus to have our staff, when they testify at administrative rules tomorrow, just go ahead and make those column headings coincide with what's in the text.
It certainly sounds reasonable to me.
And I did look in a PowerPoint.
I agree.
I'm sorry, I talked over you, Commissioner, but if I can just finish. I did look back at a PowerPoint presentation that was used with at least one industry meeting, but I think probably more than one, and it had it the way we would be changing it here. So it's not a surprise to them.
Okay. Commissioner Fedorchak, you said you're okay with that change?
I'm fine with this, yeah. I think it's appropriate.
All right.
I don't think we needed a motion or anything for that, just a commission consensus, correct? Okay.
Thank you.
I have nothing else. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Chair, do you have anything else for the meeting
nothing
at this
more.
Time? Okay, we'll go ahead and close the meeting then. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.